Welcome to the Bell's Books and Blog Podcast, the place where history, mystery, and suspense converge. I'm your host, author Jane M. Bell. In today's episode, we're diving into some truly captivating discoveries that recently made headlines and could reshape our understanding of history. We'll start by exploring a fascinating alternate version of Shakespeare's Sonnet 116 that may have been rewritten for political purposes during the English Civil War. Next, we'll journey to southern Greece, where underwater archaeologists have uncovered the remnants of a lost port city, revealing secrets from the Bronze Age. Finally, we'll head to the shore of an Indian beach to learn about the mysterious appearance of a 700-year-old Vishnu statue that's left experts both puzzled and excited. Whether you're a history buff, a literature lover, or simply captivated by ancient mysteries, you won't want to miss these incredible stories. Let's begin with the story behind one of the most beloved poems of all time, Shakespeare's Sonnet 116. Imagine the scene. You're at Oxford's Bodleian Libraries leafing through an old manuscript when something catches your eye. This is exactly what happened to researcher Leah Varanasi. While examining the pages, she stumbled upon a handwritten copy of Sonnet 116, but something immediately seemed different. The familiar lines we all know so well had been dramatically altered. Shakespeare's original sonnet, published in 1609, begins with the powerful lines, "Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediments. Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds." But in this newly discovered version, the opening lines read, "Self-blinding error sees all those minds who with false appellations call that love which alters when it alteration finds." Additional lines, a rewritten ending, and even musical settings were added, transforming the poem into something quite different. Now you might wonder, why would anyone rewrite Shakespeare's work? The answer lies in the political context of the time. The altered sonnet appeared in a 17th century miscellany, a collection that included numerous political texts and banned Christmas carols with hidden royalist messages. This collection once belonged to Elias Ashmole, a staunch royalist and supporter of King Charles I during the English Civil War. This period, marked by battles between the monarchy and Parliament, left England deeply divided. Royalists like Ashmole supported King Charles I, while parliamentarians sought to reduce the king's power. In this tumultuous environment, rewriting a sonnet to emphasize loyalty to the crown made perfect sense. Instead of celebrating romantic love, the revised lines promoted political constancy and unwavering devotion to the monarchy. This practice of reimagining literary works for political purposes underscores the flexibility and adaptability of literature. Shakespeare's text was not static. It was reshaped to fit the changing cultural and political landscapes. This discovery also challenges long-standing beliefs about Shakespeare's popularity. Scholars have always thought that his sonnets were not widely read until the 18th century. However, the existence of this rewritten manuscript suggests that his works were recognized and circulated much earlier than previously believed. Moreover, it highlights how literary works can be continuously reinterpreted. This sonnet is a poetic time capsule, offering insight into the turbulent political climate of 17th century England and showing us that literature and history are deeply intertwined. The political adaptations and reimaginings of Shakespeare's work serve as a reminder that literature is never isolated from the era in which it exists. From this single discovery, we gain a richer understanding of how powerful Shakespeare's words were and how they could be wielded to reflect the needs of the time. It's a fascinating glimpse into a world where even the most romantic lines could serve a very political purpose. Moving from the literary world of 17th century England, let's now plunge into the azure waters of southern Greece. Imagine, the sun is shining, and underwater archaeologists are gearing up to explore the depths off Castraki Beach, just east of Tolo. This serene location has long fascinated historians, but it wasn't until 2021 that a comprehensive underwater survey began, revealing secrets hidden beneath the waves. Using sophisticated photogrammetry tools, the team captured stunning images of large artificial plateaus and stone structures submerged underwater. These findings pointed to a massive port facility, integral for trade and travel during the Bronze Age. Between October 7th and 11th, 2024, the archaeology team meticulously excavated a 16-square-meter section of the submerged city. They found large stone-built platforms that had retained their original shapes, likely serving as loading docks or staging areas for ships. Fragments of amphorae, ceramic vessels used for transporting goods like olive oil, wine, and grains, were scattered around. Even the remnants of ancient dwellings were uncovered, offering a rare glimpse into daily life in this coastal settlement. The amphorae fragments in particular are pivotal. They might have been left during the port's final days or discarded when the city was abandoned or destroyed. By examining these relics, researchers hope to accurately date Assini's last operational period, potentially solving one of the lingering mysteries surrounding this ancient city. Now let's delve into the compelling history of Assini itself. According to Greek legend, the region was first settled by the Dryopes, a tribe forced out of Mount Parnassus by Hercules. While the mythical elements are open to interpretation, archaeological evidence confirms human activity in the area as early as the 6th millennium BCE. Assini flourished during the Mycenaean era, around 1750 to 1050 BCE, becoming a significant trade hub. Unlike many other Bronze Age cities that crumbled, Assini endured. However, the city faced its share of conflicts. In the 8th century BCE, it was destroyed by rival Argive forces during a battle with Sparta. Despite this devastation, Assini eventually recovered and was later occupied during both the Roman and Byzantine periods. Sadly, many of the city's ancient ruins suffered severe damage during World War II, when Italian forces used the site as a military base and bombarded its historic structures. The recent underwater discoveries offer invaluable insights into Assini's maritime history, which has remained shrouded in mystery until now. The port infrastructure indicates that the city played a crucial role in Mediterranean trade networks, exporting goods and welcoming merchants. The amphorae fragments are especially promising for researchers. By analyzing their composition and contents, archaeologists may be able to pinpoint the port's operational period, identify the types of goods traded, and understand the cultural and economic connections between Assini and other ancient civilizations. Furthermore, the preserved structures give us a fascinating glimpse into the city's urban planning, potentially revealing details about how Mycenaean port cities were constructed and organized. These findings collectively paint a vivid picture of a bustling port city that was deeply connected to the broader Mediterranean world. They tell us about trade, daily life, and the resilience of a community that weathered both natural and human-made challenges. As the underwater archaeology team continues its work, we can look forward to even more revelations about Assini, its people, its culture, and the forces that shaped its destiny. Now, let's head east to the shores of India, where an astonishing discovery has recently emerged from the sands of Petta Rushikonda Beach. On the evening of March 21, 2024, Dipali Naidu was enjoying a peaceful walk along the beach when she spotted something unusual partially buried near the water's edge. Imagine her surprise when she realized that it was a weathered stone statue, a centuries-old idol of Vishnu, the Hindu god known as the protector and preserver of the universe. Naidu quickly notified the authorities, and by the next day, the statue was carefully transported to the Visakha Museum. Experts have been eagerly examining this ancient relic to determine its origins and significance. The statue is set to go on display soon, giving the public a chance to marvel at this incredible find. What makes this statue particularly intriguing is its unusual granite composition. During the 13th and 14th centuries, most sculptures from the North Andhra Pradesh region were carved from condylite stone, a common material in the area. The use of granite suggests that this idol likely originated from outside the region. The statue depicts Vishnu in his Janardanaya avatar, one of his 24 divine forms. In this form, Vishnu is revered as the remover of suffering and the protector of his devotees. However, the idol is missing one of its arms, which likely held a shankha or conch shell, one of Vishnu's four symbolic attributes. Experts believe that the statue may have once been part of a temple complex before being discarded into the Bay of Bengal, a common practice for damaged or decommissioned deity statues. The statue's journey through time and tides is truly fascinating. How did it end up in the ocean? Was it part of a temple complex destroyed by time, war, or natural disasters? Could it have been a victim of coastal erosion or flooding, swept out to sea and recently deposited on the shore? Or did it sink aboard a ship lost to the Bay of Bengal centuries ago, only to resurface now. In Hindu tradition, Vishnu represents preservation, protection, and divine order. His Janardanaya avatar emphasizes his role as the remover of suffering, providing solace to his devotees. The missing Shankha adds another layer of symbolic significance. In Hinduism, the conch shell represents divine sound and cosmic energy, the ocean and creation, and wealth and prosperity. The emergence of the Vishnu statue from the sea seems almost poetic, given the conch shell's connection to the ocean in Hindu belief. The statue's mysterious appearance deepens our understanding of ancient practices and beliefs, reminding us that history is still alive, waiting to be uncovered. This remarkable find not only enriches our knowledge of the past, but also connects us to the spiritual and cultural heritage of a distant era, leaving us in awe of the stories yet to be discovered. What you leave behind is not what is engraved in stone monuments, but what is woven into the lives of others. This quote from Pericles provides us with food for thought. And from Marcus Aurelius, we learn that time is a sort of river of passing events, and strong is its current. No sooner is a thing brought to sight than it is swept by and another takes its place. Both these quotes seem to fit the theme of this week's blog. Now it's your turn to get involved. If you could spend a day in any ancient civilization, which one would you choose? Imagine walking through the bustling streets of Rome, sailing on a Phoenician ship, or exploring the temples of Egypt. Send me a message and let me know where your historical curiosity would take you. Last week, I asked you which Celtic legend sends a shiver down your spine the most. Thanks to C.V. for sharing that the Banshee legends are particularly chilling. It's fascinating to hear your thoughts and dive into these fun new finds together. Well, that wraps up this week's episode of the Bells Books and Blog podcast. From the political intrigue hidden in Shakespeare's rewritten Sonnet 116, to the submerged city of Assini revealing secrets of the Bronze Age, and the mysterious emergence of a 700-year-old Vishnu statue on an Indian beach, it's been a fascinating journey through history. Each of these discoveries offers us valuable insights into our past and shows just how interconnected our world has always been. Don't forget, you can find the Bells Books and Blog podcast on Amazon Music, Audible, Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Deezer, iHeartRadio, JioSaavn, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Spotify, and Spreaker. Make sure to check the show notes for any links or additional articles mentioned in today's episode. Thank you for tuning in, and as always, I'm your host, Jane M. Bell. Stay curious, keep exploring, and remember, the past is always alive in the stories we uncover together. Until next time, keep the past alive.